deal. So say hello to Sub Yay, deals that will make you go, yay, like 10% off your whole order, getting a meal deal upgrade, or buy one, get one free on a 6-inch. That's Sub Yay. Get a fresh deal every week exclusively on the Subway app. Subway, 60 years fresher than ever. See the Subway app for specific offer availability and T's and C's. Freshly prepared per order.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 9 o'clock. The business secretary says the government refused to be extorted by the Chinese owners of British Steel. New emergency legislation comes into force today in order to keep Scunthorpe open, saving thousands of jobs. The company said keeping it operational was costing them £700,000 a day or £233 million over the year. But Jonathan Reynolds says that's a better outcome than shutting it down entirely.
I would ask the public to compare that to the option of spending a lot more money to reach a deal that would have seen a lot of job losses and Jingye remain as a partner, or the cost of the complete collapse of British Steel, easily over £1 billion.
Counter-terror police are investigating after three prison guards were allegedly attacked by Hashem Abedi. The Prison Officers Association claim the brother of the Manchester Arena bomber threw hot oil on them before stabbing them. NEC member for the Prison Officers Association, Phil Hannant, says it was a serious attack.
We have one member of staff who was stabbed five times in the back and has a punctured lung. We have another member of staff who spent several hours in surgery with a severed artery in his neck. What needs to happen is an immediate review of the facilities afforded to these individuals.
A Lib Dem MP has been denied entry to Hong Kong, where she was due to visit her newborn grandson. Vera Hobhouse arrived at the airport on Thursday after a 13-hour flight, only to be detained by security. The Bath MP has previously spoken out against Beijing's alleged human rights violations in both Hong Kong and Tibet. And the UK's two oldest universities will renew their rivalry along a four-mile stretch of the River Thames when the boat race takes place this afternoon. Cambridge are hoping for a third consecutive victory over Oxford in the men's event. The weather and a cooler and breezier day, scattered showers and sunny spells, further outbreaks of rain moving into Northern Ireland and Western Scotland later, a high of 17 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Pusey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Same two teams in the final of the boat race again. Right, here we go. Good morning, Tim Lioro with the big one. The Classic FM Hall of Famer, the special Sunday edition. I'm going to kick start with a little bit of Vaughan Williams and Talis.
Classic FM.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With Mournflake, enjoy the mighty oat in all its glory.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
That goes by the name of How Lovely Is Thy Dwelling Place from Brahms' A German Requiem, Brigitte Engeler, with Boris Berezovsky and the Accentus Group. Lawrence Eccleby doing all the conducting. And before that, the rather thing of beauty that is the Fantasia on a theme of Thomas Tallis. Get the words right, Timbo. Vaughan Williams music with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra playing for us. Good morning. I'll play that for Natalie in Devon. We are talking wedding stories this morning on the Classic FM Hall of Fame. She says, at a friend's wedding recently, we did the usual sweepstake on how long the speeches would take. No one guessed it would be 1 hour 17 just for the father of the bride's speech. 1 hour 17. My word, it's Classic FM. Good morning. More stories coming up. Inspired, in fact, by the fact that I went to a wedding yesterday myself. No 1 hour 17 speeches. I have to say, mother of the bride knocked it out of the park with hers. Groom too. And I am still on Morning After Euphoria. Perfect wedding. It really was. So huge congrats to Alice and Richard. Such a great day. Fine company, fine food. A super spring venue in North Yorkshire. And I hope they're sitting around right now having a big family breakfast. So something chilled just for you. That's the Chamber Orchestra of Paris with soloist Gauthier Capuçon and the Meditation from Massenet's Thaïs. It's Classic FM and the Hall of Famer. Good morning. My wedding story, I got a lovely little note here. My daughter Gemma married Matt last summer. Now, she plays rugby and is a competitive strength athlete. So, obviously, at the wedding, the guests were encouraged to join in, ready for this, a game of touch rugby and a deadlift challenge. Fantastic. Keep your wedding stories coming on 6-18-12.
Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 is coming.
Counting down the top 300 pieces of classical music as voted for by you.
Starts Friday morning at 9.
Classic FM.
First of all, the Fulana from Finzi's Five Bagatelles. That was Michael's McHale and Collins. And that one, Nimrod, the majestic Nimrod, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. Vasily Petrenko conducting and music from Elgar's Enigma Variations. It's Classic FM. Good morning. The 2025 Classic FM Hall of Fame. Well, it's all over bar the shouting now. Your nominations, they're all in. It's the nation's biggest classical chart and currently a heck of a lot of counting going on in the Classic FM offices. It's like an election vote race in here. Ready in time for the Easter weekend, though, because we'll be counting down all the way from 300 to the brand new number one. Things will kick off this Good Friday coming up, 9 a.m. and carry on right the way across the Easter weekend. But don't forget that 9 a.m. Good Friday launch, talking of which.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With Mournflake. Start the day with their crunchy granola or creamy porridge.
Classic FM.
Lovely Debussy arrangement of Satie's Gymnopédie No. 3, played by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, Simon Rattle conducting, and before it, the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, and the launch music from the score to Apollo 13 by James Horner. It's Classic FM. Good morning. Quick mention for the Guess Who's Coming to Dinner podcast. We get a VIP on each week, talk about their fantasy guest list, and I mention it because someone you might like coming up, John Suchet, is coming up this Tuesday. It's a lovely, lovely chat with the beautiful John Suchet. It's on Global Player or wherever you get your podcasts. And I must mention, up there too, former guest Aled Jones is on there as well. You can listen to his episode. He will be here at 10 marking, lots of things. Palm Sunday will definitely mark that. Some film favourites. Generally, delicious company right through till lunch. Grieg coming up for the air in the Holberg Suite. The Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra played it with Nemo Järvi conducting. That's the Classic FM Hall of Famer. Good morning. I'll see you next weekend. In fact, from Friday onwards next weekend. But right now, Aled Jones is next.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With Mournflake, mighty porridge oats since 1675.
When it comes to retirement advice, the last thing you want is to be put in a bucket. Seen as this type of person, or that type of person. At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a bucket. We always tailor retirement advice that's just right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
At Wickes, save on Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £22, now £15. Shop now and feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Terms apply.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Ever wondered how it feels to explore Europe on a luxurious river cruise? Or which local delicacy you'll try on board each evening? Ever wondered what it's like to fall asleep in one country, then awake in another? Or how our local guides always find the finest spots at every stop? With a free superior drinks package and all our luxury European river cruises, ever wondered what you'll raise a glass to first? Book with Riviera Travel, a Which? Recommended provider for 13 years.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Do you ever feel like getting back under your duvet in the middle of the day? Ferroglobin is a great-tasting liquid formula with iron, which contributes to the reduction of tiredness and fatigue and normal formation of haemoglobin. Ferroglobin from Vitabiotics at Boots, pharmacies and vitabiotics.com.
Wonder why I'm surrounded by chicks? Well, they've been pecking away at our prices at Currys in time for Easter. You'll find up to 30% off thousands of products, like the Google Pixel 9 with Gemini, your built-in AI assistant. Gemini will help you multitask by finding information across all your Google apps. Now from $7.99 SIM-free. In-store and online at Currys.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My Claim Group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Easter's on its way, so why not hop into Aldi where you'll find everything you need, including a delicious and tender whole leg of lamb on sale April 14th. Our exquisite specially selected hot cross buns, hand-finished, packed with dried fruit and Good Housekeeping Institute taste-approved 2025, no less. So you'll be hot and cross if you miss them. And milk chocolate bunnies! Ah, yes, bet you're all ears now. Aldi, which cheapest supermarket 2024?
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock. The business secretary says nationalisation of British Steel is now the most likely option. He's been speaking after MPs approved emergency measures yesterday to safeguard the company's plant in Scunthorpe. They allow the government to take charge of management there. Jonathan Reynolds says public ownership is the best way to avoid job losses.
I want a long-term private sector partner. The transition that's required to new technology, new facilities at British Steel is best done, funded and delivered by the government working with a private sector partner. But of course, without the action taken yesterday, that even the possibility of that better future would have been lost. And we've been talking this morning about thousands of job losses.
Counter-terror police are investigating after an alleged attack on three prison guards by Hashem Abedi. The Prison Officers Association say the brother of the Manchester Arena bomber threw hot cooking oil on them and stabbed them. Former prison inmate David Shipley says there are problems across the prison estate.
It's not just at Frankland. I know a number of men who were prisoners at Belmarsh, which is another jail which holds a lot of Islamists who are particularly dangerous. And there they saw a culture where, you know, young Muslim prisoners who weren't particularly ideological were regularly groomed. So this culture is a real issue.
An Israeli airstrike has destroyed part of the last functioning hospital in Gaza City. Witnesses say the blast damaged the intensive care and surgery departments of the Al-Ali Baptist Hospital. Patients were forced to evacuate from the complex, which the IDF says was housing Hamas militants. And the Foreign Secretary will raise the decision by Chinese authorities.